Is there any difference between Bimbananda and Pratibimbananda?
Bimbananda means, I gave you the analogy, you are standing in front of the mirror.
Yes.
Mirror is clean. Yes. So your reflection is very clearly seen in that mirror.
Yes.
That is called Bimba means you. Pratibimba means reflection, which appears in the mirror. So that is the difference. Brahmananda, when it reflects in the gradually ascending order of purification, that is what is called first step of purification, Annabrahma. A little more purification, Pranabrahma. A little more purification, Manobrahma. A little more purification, Vijnana Brahma. And almost very nice purification, Anandamaya Brahma. But they're all Pratibimbas only. So when you are standing in front of a mirror, what is the purpose of the mirror? To make you, to correct yourself as much as possible, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Will you be standing in front of the mirror all the time? If you stand like that, others know what to do. Bimba means original. Pratibimba means reflection.
So until Ananda Brahma, it is all Pratibimbananda only.
Because limited Ananda, the reflection is never real, isn't it? So supposing you want to put kumkum, sindur on your forehead. For that you take the help of the mirror. Or it could be lipstick also. So do you put it on the Pratibimba lips or your lips?
On the original only.
Once that purpose is over, that's all. You will go away from that. Yeah, it is only to understand. And every person in this world is only a mirror. So I want to reflect in everybody's mirror, whether they are thinking of me. Their thinking is the Pratibimba. I did not tell you.
I think as they are thinking is Pratibimba.
Yes, yes. The tragedy of this statement is, they are also thinking what you are thinking of themselves. Everybody is thinking everybody what everybody is thinking about me. Now what is spirituality? What do I think of myself? That is called rebellion. So that is the truth about it. So everybody is this whole society is a reflection. Vishwam Darpana Drishyam. We have studied also a little bit of this Dakshinamurti Stotram.
Yes, ma'am.
Vishwam Darpamana Drish Nagari Tulyam. Nijantargatam. What is called fashion is why am I putting this dress? Because others are putting. Nobody stops to think what I want. And sometimes I salute them as the greatest ascetics, especially women. What is the second question?
We experience Ananda only against the backdrop of Nirananda. There is nothing called continuous Ananda.
If you have Ananda, I told you so many times, this is a wonderful point you remember. To be aware of time is called opposite of happiness. When do you start remembering time? In deep sleep or upon waking up?
Upon waking up.
In dream also, exactly same process continues. Because if it is a horrible dream, every millisecond you are counting in your dream, isn't it? And when you get up, equivalent joy you will get. That is not true.
Yes.
That's only my imagination. Actually, one sadhu came and told me something very interesting. Swamiji, I have to confess, even though I am ashamed, I thought I was married. Then I said, now that I am married, what am I supposed to do? Then the dream broke. And I can tell you, even if Sri Ramakrishna comes and stands before me, that Ananda has no comparison.
Loka, you mentioned, Maharaj, so given this background where Ananda is always experienced against sense of time, alternating between sense of time and sense of timelessness, when we say Loka, we think that theoretically it seems like it's a continuous experience of joy, of ananda. But how is that even possible without the opposite?
You see, I told you, again I'm telling you, ananda means no consciousness of time. When you are conscious of time, it is dukkha. You analyze that statement deeply. That's why I give the example of holiday. 10 days holidays. 10 days holidays. How many days holidays after you return?
No holidays.
So, no, it took as though you just went and you came back. It seems very short. So what happened to all those 10 days? Or let us say 8 days. What happened? You are not remembering time. That's why this concept has to be understood by devotees. God has given us that capacity to think deeply. Time works when? In Jagrat and Swapna. It doesn't work in Sushupti. That is why which Ananda is unbroken?
Only the Brahmananda.
No. Sushupti Ananda.
Sushupti Ananda, yeah.
And then the greatest mistake people commit is, I had only 7 hours of Ananda. That is the greatest mistake people commit. Because the 7 hours is a concept in the deep sleep or in the waking state?
Only in the waking state.
Ah. So in deep sleep, there is no concept of time at all. When there is no sense of time, is it not infinity? So think over it deeply. Just to think over deep sleep, you are not conscious of time. That is that where you are conscious of time is not deep sleep. Where you are not conscious of time, that is deep sleep. Understand now?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that is the loka, definition of loka.
Which one is definition of loka?
Where there is no concept of time.
No. You are committing biggest mistake. There is no loka at all. Loka comes only when you are aware of time. When you are not aware, where comes the loka at all? Loka means you are conscious. I am in Indra loka. Are you conscious or unconscious?
Then how can I say I am having a good time in any loka, in a better loka, when I don't even have the concept of time, when I'm thoroughly
because
enjoying.
There also it breaks down.
That's where my question was. So there are ups and downs in loka also.
Yes, every loka there is, because they are called limitation. What is the concept of limitation? So there the concept is, the duration of dukkha is much less.
Yes.
And the duration of ananda is?
It's more, okay.
Much longer.
Oh.
Otherwise, how could you say I am in Indra loka?
Happy.
So,
yes,
when were you granted the visa? Questions come like that. And how long will you be allowed to stay in that hotel? Every day you become conscious, isn't it? One day is gone.
Yes.
They are all ready, getting ready to, I don't want to say kick you out like that.